Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If there is one thing for sure, it is that this country, Ireland, loves a bandwagon. Aideen O'Connell was writing about our rich history of bandwagons in The Independent recently, and Aideen is with me now. Aideen, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
You're calling me there from the airport. That is another bandwagon. Irish people love a good trip abroad, don't they?
They do, and it's absolutely manicure.
Well, I suppose everyone's trying to get out while they still can. Well, I guess the strikes are over now. But anyway, talk to me about these bandwagons. Your favourite one, go for it.
So my favourite bandwagon of all time, which might be a bit left field, but anyone who's in their late 20s, early 30s will remember the period between 2005 and 2007 where we were completely obsessed with trampolines.
Oh my God, yeah, they were. I remember this. I was on the bandwagon as well. But I do remember Lidl, like at one point Lidl in Mallow, you could only buy one trampoline. It's like as if people were going to be buying multiples, like.
It was a mental time, and I was a proud member of this bandwagon as well. I hopped on it. I saved all my confirmation money, I remember, and I spent that entire summer jumping on that trampoline. And it's just funny because it's a sign of that period, which was kind of just before the crash. And the bigger the trampoline you had,
the more money you had.
The more money you had.
Now I feel though that people have sunken trampolines where they've dug the trampolines into their garden. Like you don't, it's now sort of gaudy and infradig to have a big trampoline enclosure in your garden.
That is actually so true, because it was such a thing. You had to have the enclosure as well just to give it an extra bit of oomph. But it's kind of so sad then when you think about it, because a lot of those trampolines, because it actually happened, mine, it actually got blown away when we started getting really bad storms.
Yeah. And now it's in the news where it's like, yellow weather warning, please secure your trampolines. Another thing then that happened with those though was, remember like the following summer, you went to use the trampoline and it had gotten all green and manky from being out all winter.
Oh my God, disgusting. And the springs would have rusted and it was actually quite dangerous because they'd hop off.
Yeah, they'd hop off, or that they were like really squeaky. Anyway, tell me about what other bandwagons have we jumped on?
Paninis. Now, this is very random, but tell me, and I hope listeners can text in, but I haven't seen a panini in years. And there was a time there you actually couldn't go anywhere without getting a panini. Like no one was eating sandwiches. It was paninis all the way. Like we were sticking everything into paninis.
Sticking everything into paninis and then charging through the roof for it. And all it is a flat roll or a crusty sandwich, whichever way you look at it. Like.
But we're, again, a sign of like Celtic Tiger times. We seem to love bandwagons during that period. But I just have never seen one since. So then you paninis. And then another favourite, which is a current bandwagon, is running, which I'm sure everyone is very aware of because there's running clubs popping up every second day. Everyone's out on the roads despite bad knees, arthritis, anything like that. They swear to God they're getting high off it.
I saw a TikTok recently. I saw a TikTok recently explaining about running, particularly about girls running, and why it's all of a sudden exploded. And it's something to do with, first of all, we all went to the gym because the world told us that we had to look a certain way. And then we realised that we could only look a certain way if we were starving. So we starved ourselves and went to the gym. But then we realised that if we went running, we didn't have to starve ourselves. We could just eat like normal people and eat the food that we wanted to eat while also being happy or something like this.
Yeah.
I'm not running. I have no interest in running. I'm just running away from my children.
But no, I tried that bandwagon. I have tried the running bandwagon and I got injured.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. We're all going to be broke up from running because we've no idea what we're doing. Like looking like Phoebe running down the street. Like
I love it, but I think it's just an Irish thing. It's like the minute we see a collective group of people doing something, we all feel like we have to be doing it.
But sure, we saw that with the banana bread and the toilet paper during the pandemic, didn't we?
Like, oh my God. And I did the banana bread thing too. I have done all these bandwagons. I've been on every bandwagon. I say that's come through this country. And I tried that was a peak time for bandwagons because I suppose there was nothing else for us to do that time. So the only thing that we could do was join the collective.
I feel like the pandemic really got us into some significant bandwagons. Like there was the dry rope bandwagon, which you mentioned in your article as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which was a very scary time.
Hand in hand with the sea swimming bandwagon, which I think has sustained.
Yeah, it has. It's not as big as it was. Like for a minute there, everyone was sea swimming and telling you about the virtues of sea swimming. But again, it's kind of fallen off and it's gone into running. And this would have happened with cycling too. And anyone who's from rural Ireland will know what I'm talking about. There was another period of time there where like you literally couldn't go on the roads because it was like Tour de France every day. Like it was a different stage of the Tour de France, like in Kerry every single day there back in like 2010. Everyone was cycling and wearing Lycra. And now no one's cycling.
So where are all those bikes? I feel like there's that cold water. So I feel like everyone has those kind of semi-inflatable look like ice buckets and they get into them and they put them on Instagram. Then they're like, oh my God, I did 7 seconds today. And you're like, why are you putting yourself through this?
That's another thing. And running 5Ks, that was a thing that came up as well during the pandemic when everyone was out running their 5Ks and putting up the times. And some people were editing their times. What other... supposedly.
Can you anticipate any future bandwagons? No, kind of putting you on the spot there now.
Not at the minute. I think we've definitely seen it with Taylor Swift. I think it depends if there's an artist, a bit like Garth Brooks when he came as well. I've never met a Garth Brooks fan in real life before.
I'm a Garth Brooks fan. Now, I didn't go to the concert because I'm not a fan of public. I'm not a fan of people. But I really like Garth Brooks and I've been a fan of him since I was a child. I saw in your article that you said you'd never met a Garth Brooks fan. Well, here I am.
There you go. So now I know one, which is brilliant. But I was a Taylor Swift kind of bandwagoner, I will admit myself. But I think what happens is, look, it depends on the time, depends on the period, depends on what's happening, I suppose, in society, whether it be music or some type of exercise. So I don't think we can really anticipate what it'll be. But when it does come, we'll all be on it.
We will all be on it. I got on the way everyone on Instagram has Samba runners at the moment, like just those lifestyle trainers. I jumped on that bandwagon and they're so desperately uncomfortable. I would recommend nobody to buy them. But it's just pure bandwagonitis.
Bandwagonitis.
What do you think is the reason that we jump on the bandwagons? Is it just we want to feel part of something? We have FOMO if we don't do it?
I think it is. I think social media has probably made it a little bit worse. But I suppose if you see everyone doing something or saying something is great, there is that bit of nosiness in Irish people anyway that we want to know whatever, we want to get in on the act as well. So I think it is just that collective nature of the people that we are. Like, we just want to see what it's like. And then I think there's a bit of us that we go and see what it's like and then we give out about it after and kind of say, well, why was everyone getting involved? Because it's not that great.
Well, the next time I spot a bandwagon, we'll definitely have you back on to talk us through it. But thank you so much. Enjoy your flight and safe travelling. That was Aideen O'Connell on bandwagons from her article in The Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.